Yesterday, a premature decision was made by the Board of Ordained Ministry to remove Mary Ann Kaiser from the candidacy process on account of her being lesbian, without following proper procedures or, at a minimum, interviewing her. The clergy session voted by a slim majority to maintain that decision, but the correctness of the polity, we believe, remains in question. As we strive to maintain all of the policies of the Book of Discipline, I respectfully request a ruling of law as to whether a Board of Ordained Ministry can decline to consider the candidacy of a certified candidate for ordained ministry who has been appropriately recommended by a district committee on ordained ministry. Paragraph 635, I'm going to dive into the Book of Discipline here for just a minute.
All right.
Is that okay?
Yes, but we need to make sure we keep the essence of your request for ruling at the conclusion. I want you to repeat that.
Thank you.
Sure.
Well, sure. Paragraph 635.2H of the 2012 Book of Discipline requires a Board of Ordained Ministry to examine all applicants as to their fitness for the ordained ministry and make a full inquiry as to the fitness of the candidate. And paragraph 635.2J further requires the Board of Ordained Ministry to interview the candidate. But Mary Ann has not been interviewed by the Board of Ordained Ministry. On what grounds, we ask, can she be removed from candidacy if she has not been interviewed? Mary Ann has also fulfilled all five conditions for the continuation of her candidacy under paragraph 313 of the Book of Discipline. Finally, Bishop, we want to assure you that this is not a publicity stunt, nor is it a question of whether or not we as a church are ordaining LGBTQ folks. This is about whether we will follow disciplinary procedures as we support those like Mary Ann, whom God is calling into ministry. If we cannot promise to treat our future leaders with respect, compassion, and in a spirit of relationship as they enter that process of ordination, do we have any hope of ensuring a future for our church? So our request is for a ruling of law as to whether a Board of Ordained Ministry can decline to consider the candidacy of a certified candidate for ordained ministry who has been appropriately recommended by a district committee on ordained ministry.
Thank you, Bishop. Yes, and John, I'll need three written copies of the specific request for the ruling of law. And those three copies need to go to the secretary to make sure that we have it exactly right. Okay?
Thank you.
Good, thank you. Let me say a word to the conference about the request that has come to me for a ruling of law. We have not had such a request in this annual conference since I've been your bishop. It is not uncommon across the church for a bishop to be asked for such a ruling. And let me just say a word of explanation to you about this, that when any member of the annual conference has the right to request a ruling of law of the bishop, in regard to any matter that has come before the annual conference. Reverend Elford is making such a request, and what happens is that I receive this request in the respectful way in which it has come to me, and what I will do is take the request and I will examine the actions that were taken in relation to this matter, and I will also be in consultation with our annual conference chancellor, and I will, within the next 30 days, the discipline gives me a 30-day period through which I can be in a period of reflection and prayer and discernment regarding offering of a ruling on this matter that has been requested of me. I will then offer that ruling in writing. We will post it on the annual conference website when it has been submitted. and I will submit it to the judicial council, as is the requirement. All rulings of law that bishops are asked to render automatically go to our judicial council for review. And once I have offered that ruling, then they will review it and either uphold it or not. So that is the matter that has come to us. It's not any matter that requires or that allows for any debate. It does not need any kind of motion. There is nothing before the body but a request that is made of me for matters that have come before the conference. And in this case, the matter that is referred to came before the clergy session, but it is the clergy session is a part of the annual conference. So I do believe at this point that it is in order, but I will review all of this and render a decision within the next 30 days. So thank you very much, and we will pray that God's blessings will continue to be with us as we seek to go where the Spirit leads us within the covenant of the church of which we are a part.